Today we celebrate a very great feast. And of course, for many centuries it has been celebrated on this day, and that is the feast of the visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary to Saint Zechariah, Saint Elizabeth, and to the baby, Saint John the Baptist, in their villa at Ain Karim. Now both Elizabeth and Zechariah were of the priestly tribe, and Mary too. So the fact that the Son of God should be born of her, even though she was also of the house of David, is also very telling, because Christ is the high priest. So the priesthood continues from the time of Saint Aaron in the Old Testament with Moses, all the way down to Christ and now for eternity. But here we have the Blessed Mother, who has just heard from the archangel Saint Gabriel that her old cousin Elizabeth was with child. Now Elizabeth was thought to be barren, and of course in Israel, when a person was thought to be barren, it was considered to be a curse from God, that they had done something evil, or their family had done something evil, and thus there would be no progeny. Because children are a blessing, despite the many in our own society today that do not consider it to be so. But children are a blessing. And so, it was very sad, but they accepted the will of God. So they were old, perhaps in their 70s, maybe older. And then the archangel Gabriel appears to Saint Zachary in the temple, and he appears to Saint Elizabeth, though that is not in the sacred scripture, but it is in the sacred tradition. And when Saint Zachary returns home, they conceive a child, a male child, who is to be the forerunner, the precursor of the Messiah. In the meantime, Mary is told these things. And instead of sitting at home and feeling comfortable and warm and fuzzy about the fact that Jesus is in her womb, as most of us would do, because most of us are very selfish, Mary was not. There's not a selfish cell in her. She immediately leaves, and St. Joseph helps her because he too knows what the will of God is. And so they go and visit St. Elizabeth. And the minute she approached the house, and so Elizabeth was let know that she was coming, she comes down the stairs and greets Mary. And Mary greets Elizabeth. And most likely, the greeting, which was the common greeting among the Hebrews, was Shalom, peace, which we still have, especially in the Pontifical Mass. Peace be with you. This comes all the way from the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And here we have it, the Blessed Mother herself. Peace. And indeed, she brought peace. She brought the Son of God in her womb. And the minute that Mary said this, St. John the Baptist leapt in the womb of St. Elizabeth for joy. And at that moment, he was purified from original sin. He was baptized in the womb. And then Elizabeth and St. Zechariah were also graced, though that is not a dogma, whereas St. John the Baptist is. And then she stays there a few months, about 3 months, and then she goes back with St. Joseph. And of course, we have all the other mysteries that follow, the joyful mysteries, such wonderful and magnificent mysteries that we meditate in the Holy Rosary several times a week, and here in this shrine during Advent and Christmas every day. The joyful mysteries, because despite all the sufferings of this world, of this life, our life should be joyful because we have received the visitation of Jesus and Mary in our own lives through the gift of baptism. So today we rejoice in this great mystery, the second joyful mystery, which very much is the mystery that represents Our Lady of Prompt Succor, who is rushing towards us to help us, as you can see in her garments that are flying behind her in the wind, because she is rushing to help us. Hasten to help us, we pray. And today also, in a very special way, we pray for our beloved sisters, with whom we are very much in communion of the Visitation, especially Sacred Heart Monastery in Mobile, for whom we pray, and we pray that the Blessed Mother and St. Elizabeth and St. John the Baptist and St. Zachary will grant them many, many new vocations. As I said recently, they had about 6, and then it went up to about 25, and then other monasteries were dying and they asked for help. And so, when one has too much, one needs to give. And so they gave, I believe, 6 or 7 nuns to other monasteries so they would not die out. And now they're beginning to get new postulants who will become novices, who will make their vows. And we hope and pray that among the things that happen soon in this new pontificate is as he tries to get quietly rid of the things of the former pontificate, who made it like 10 years before a sister could make final vows, that he should go back to the original of the founders, which was 3 years. 10 years, by that time you're dead. That is no good. And of course it's deliberately done so that there are fewer vocations and the monasteries will die out. We do not know what we have been through in the last few years. But now it is over. And we pray for Pope Leo XIV that he may change it all, reform the Church, reform the life of the Church, including and especially the lives of the monasteries throughout the world. Our Lady of the Visitation, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.